Welcome to the Catbox Chronicles. I'm Mel, and this is my co-host,
Justin. Hello.
So we decided to create this podcast about cats and self-care.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about things you can do with your cat and how to take care of yourself.
And we'll mention other animals in there as well. But we happen to have two cats.
Yes. One is an American Shorthair, and his name is Chevy.
And the other is a little tortoiseshell named Maddie. And tortitude is real, guys. Tortitude is real.
And please forgive us, we are brand new to this podcasting game, so this is not at all polished for us.
For those of you who might be wondering, what is self-care? What do we mean by that? Self-care is simply taking care of yourself. It is a simple act of working to protect, support, and improve all aspects of your health. Now, for beginners similar to me, you might be wondering why this is important. Others of you might already know.
So, self-care is important because it's essential to your well-being, and it's essential that you consistently take the time, even in small and simple ways, to support yourself and to care for yourself.
But this can also be important because it's an important step towards self-acceptance. When you start to practice self-care regularly, you not only learn to recognize and accept your limits, but discover areas where you can grow and improve. Well, I don't know about you, but I always have room to improve.
Right, and we'll share some links regarding self-care in the description so you can read more about it when you get to your destination, or if you're curious and you just want to click on things and go to links and see random information about things that we talk about.
For those of you wondering what animals and or pets have to do with self-care, animals have a positive effect on our physical and mental wholeness. Pets make the perfect long-term solution to some of our basic care needs, such as exercise, mental health, and cardiovascular health.
Yeah, and one of the things of self-care is also caring about other things, is like pets. Pets are great to practice self-care on because they require a lot of work. You know, and if you're a pet owner, you know this, especially like puppies and younger cats, kittens.
Just be sure to get your headphone cords up out of reach. Otherwise, they might chew through them.
Yeah, and you probably should buy some of that anti-bite spray and anti-scratch spray. Some of it does work. Some of it doesn't. Don't go cheap on that stuff. From experience, we've had cats that have bitten through all sorts of things, and we might talk about that on a different episode.
So, did you guys hear about the cat that delayed the Yankees game for several minutes the other day?
Yeah, I saw a brief video, actually, when I got home this afternoon on TikTok about the cat that was running on the field. I guess it was like a gray tabby.
Yes, the picture looks like a gray tabby, and the caption to the picture that I see reads, "A cat runs away from security and grounds crew members during the eighth inning of a game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium on August 2nd.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was yesterday as of this recording.
The cat ran around for 3.5 minutes.
And it looked like on the video that they tried to capture it sometimes, and they had it cornered. And the commentators were saying, well, why didn't they just leave the door open? And they had the opportunities, and it looked like the players were having a great time.
It says that fans chanted MVP, MVP, as the cat eluded it would-be captors, even after being surrounded by several of them near the 318-foot mark in the left field.
Yeah, he was over by the foul line. Like the cat understands what's going on. The cat's probably, like, scared out of its mind.
Like, what is this thing coming towards me?
I wonder where it came from. I was thinking, like, this is not the only cat that's ran through, like, stadiums before. I know you probably haven't seen the video, but there's a video going, it's on TikTok, and even Owl Kitty on Instagram, who I follow. If you don't follow Owl Kitty on Instagram, I recommend following Owl Kitty. It's this black kitty that this guy inserts into music, into videos, and there's like an Owl Kitty Titanic. Anyway, they inserted Owl Kitty into that video. It's a soccer match where this cat's running around in similar situation. Is there more to that story?
There is not. You're meowed.
Lame. Lame.
But you're laughing at it.
So, one of the incidents that we had with our cats within the past week, Chevy, who is a 7-year-old, like I said, he's an American short hair. He's orange. And I'm sure somewhere in the description or somewhere in this podcast, we'll share a picture of him. We're going to have to get a Facebook or Instagram for this if it blows up. And you'll see Chevy. Anyway, we noticed that he started developing a limp on his left front paw. So his left paw. This was, what, Thursday night, I believe?
Yes.
Three or four nights ago. Yeah, and this came out of the blue. We just noticed it. So Friday, we took him to the vet, and the vet looked him over. She touched his paws, and he didn't really do anything. She worked her way up to his elbow, and he started going, you know, like, oh.
Definitely uncomfortable.
Yeah, so they took him back to get x-rays. Couldn't find really anything on the x-rays. No fractures, no breaks, nothing extremely terrible to worry about.
Thank goodness.
But they did note that he probably has like a soft tissue injury. And cats are just like humans. Cats can get like sprains. Cats can get like pulled muscles. We don't know exactly how it happened. Must have happened Wednesday night. And we just didn't catch it.
Or it wasn't as visible then because it didn't hurt as much. It took about 24 hours for the
Yeah, it took a while to show on him. And he's a heavy cat. He's 17.8 pounds?
Something like that, yeah.
And he'd lost some weight. I guess he'd lost like a quarter of a pound or something.
Yeah, he was like 18.2 pounds when I took him in April.
So, yeah, he had... He's not a skinny cat.
But I also think he's part Maine Coon because he's built to be big. He's not fat. Let me just clarify. He's not considered obese by any means. He's just built big.
So anyway, yeah, we made sure we got the x-ray because, you know, that's what pet owners should do is take care of their pets. Some people probably wouldn't want to pay for the x-ray. It is a bit pricey. I'm thinking that's pretty common at vets.
But I'd rather have the peace of mind.
Yeah, it's about peace of mind. And there, again, going back to our topic earlier, is self-care. You know, animals need self-care too. And we didn't know whether or not he had a broken bone in his arm. You know, so it's just one of those things, you know, peace of mind.
For those of you that love dogs, I found an article about is dog ownership practicing self-care? And I would say yes, like, or any pet in general, I would say is practicing self-care. This one is focusing mostly on dogs and like comparing dogs. Dogs are the new kids and plants are the new pets.
What?
Well, that's what this is. Millennials and other younger generations say that dogs are the new kids and plants are the new pets.
Well, okay, I guess I am a millennial, but I would argue that cats can be the new kids too.
Yes.
Like our cats are our fur babies, you know, we treat them just like human kids, you know.
We have an elementary kid and we have a toddler.
Yeah, and our toddler, her name is Maddie. Like I said, like we said at the top of the show, she is a tortie.
Tortitude is real.
Yeah, tortitude is definitely real. That cat is a snot, but she is one of the best cats I've ever owned. She is a lover. She's my cat.
She's a scarf.
Yeah, she definitely has a human, and it's me.
Well, I'm Chevy's human. Yeah. So
Chevy prefers you, but lately when he's been in this healing process, he's been, you know, equal opportunity kitty.
So. There are six reasons, real quick, why pets are self-care. or specifically dogs. One of them is exercise. So obviously for dogs, you have to take them for walks. And it helps get people out of the house and get some activity. Number two, you're living for someone else.
That's, you know, it's like children.
Yeah, it is. Apparently dogs always listen. I don't know how true that one actually is. But
try having a Basenji. The only dog I've ever owned was a Basenji, and that thing was a wild, wild dog.
He ran back to the place he got it.
Yeah. So here's another story. I know you're probably like, oh, God. But here's another story. So when we lived in Oklahoma City, we had a Basenji, the only dog I've ever owned. He would die to defend my brother and I. You know, whenever my dad got mad at us, my dog, Odie, would stand between us. You know, between my dad and us. You know, he would fight for us. But at the same time, he was wild. He was a mutt. He was crazy. He would jump over the fence and my dad would be running down the street after him, just shouting obscenities. And it happened so often at the end, my dad was like, you know what? Oh, well.
Just let him go.
Yeah. Before we moved back that was a few years before we moved. But yeah. And we haven't owned dogs since, but I mean, I'm not dissing dog owners, but we've always been cat people, and that's why this is Cat Box Chronicles and not Doghouse Chronicles.
Clever. Pets can also make good adventure buddies.
Cats can too, though.
They can, whether you're outside or you just want to lounge watching Grey's Anatomy in your PJs.
Yeah.
They help make socializing easier.
Right.
Places like dog parks, beaches, doggy daycare, even dog-friendly restaurants, you know, those kind of things.
Socializing easier. You can practice, if you're going on a big date, you can practice talking to your cat.
Luckily, or dog. Having a dog opens up a whole new door of opportunities to make friends. First off, your dog is already your bestie, so you're already off to a great start.
Right, right.
There are dozens of dog-friendly places and activities that you can take your dog to, all with new people to meet.
And if you're single, you can take the dog to the dog park and, like, pick up chicks and stuff. Hey, baby. Check out my dog. Yeah. Check out my dog. Yeah. Well, I'll show you his bone.
And last but not least, they give us unconditional love, no True. Matter how we're feeling or where we are in life.
Cats just don't give a shit.
They love us, though.
Yeah,
I
they
mean,
do.
They have a
carefree
attitude.
I'll tell you what, ever since this cat has been disabled, he's not really disabled, he's just healing. He has been a lover. He's been demanding attention, you know, and I understand. But at the same time, you know, if you're ever in a situation where a cat sprains a muscle or pulls a muscle and everything, sometimes, I'm not saying your cat's going to be the same way, but our cat has been hiding a lot.
Well, your parents were also here. Yeah. And that's a lot of stimulation.
And
for
them too. My parents came over the weekend, this past weekend. It was the end of July or first week of August. They came over, and my dad, bless his heart, he does this to every single cat that we have. He'll just be like, come here, kitty, come here, Maddie, come here, Gee, you know.
All day long.
Yeah, and the poor cat's just sitting there like, leave me the hell alone.
He means well.
Yeah.
He just wants the
I love you, Dad,
too,
but you're a bit too much on the cats.
So I think part of his kind of hiding is, one, to help heal, because the cat himself has been doing fairly well with not using his elbow. But I also think it had a lot to do with overstimulation as well.
But yeah, because, and even the other cat, Maddie, she's a people person.
Well, as soon as your parents left, she came up on you.
Yeah. She'd been avoiding me pretty much the whole weekend, but as soon as my parents left, she's like, Dad, you're back. I got you.
My daddy is back.
Yay!
So, one more thing before we decide to go. Is I wanted us to share a self-care goal that we have until the next podcast. My self-care goal is to walk more this week, whether it would be walking around the mall, walking outside, or doing one of my oldie but goodie Leslie Sandstone videos.
What the hell is that?
She's like a walking instructor. Oh, okay. She has like professional walking videos.
You gotta remember, I'm not into this whole like video exercise thing like you are.
Oh, well, she's for people like me.
Okay.
What is your...
We'll leave it at that.
What is your self-care goal for the next podcast?
We'll get into more... I'm pretty sure we'll get into more personal things as this show goes on. It's been kind of a rough week dealing with people.
We both work in the healthcare industry, so we both deal with a lot of people, especially people talking to us and talking at us.
Right, and we work with people who have mental health issues, mental disabilities. Physical disabilities, definitely. I would say exercise is definitely a big one. Like
just
you said,
getting out.
Get outdoors more. There's a goal. Get outside, do something outside for at least half an hour, right?
Well, and today was perfect.
Today here in the Twin Cities was great, except for the smoke in the air. It's starting to get worse right now.
Yes, we got the smoke from the Canadian fires.
Folks across the country probably don't have to deal with this, but we in the cities here, I mean, out west, if you're dealing with those fires, I'm really sorry. That sucks. It's devastating to watch from us in the Midwest who don't really have to deal with that normally. But people here in the cities have been dealing with smoke. Minnesota as a whole has been dealing with smoke for the past several days because of the fires in Manitoba and Ontario. But going back to the self-care thing of this week, get outside and do something this week. You know, pick up a new hobby outside, whether that's like gardening or... You know, just walking around the neighborhood or going around to a new park or, you know, and I'll talk about some of my hobbies later in this as we go on.
To be fair, though, you never said what your goal was.
My goal?
Yeah.
Getting better at disc golf because I did really lousy this evening.
Well, you also said that there was a tournament.
Yeah, so. And that was frustrating because there was a lot of people in front of me and... I like to play disc golf. Disc golf is throwing discs and getting into a basket.
It can be hard because there's obstacles and there's hills.
It depends on the course. Where I play, it's difficult. That's my goal is to get better at disc golf, and we'll see what happens there. But
well, that is the end of the first episode. Thank you for staying with us.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't bore you.
And until next time, I'm Mel.
And I'm Justin.
See you later.
This is Catbox Chronicles.